Hey everyone, you are listening to Magic Key Adventures, a podcast highlighting me and my family's trips to Disneyland. I am Steph and I am your host. Welcome to episode 25. You guys, we made it. We are at episode 25. My goodness, what a ride it has been. So much fun. I have been talking to you guys. I hope you guys have all enjoyed this podcast. I have been working on a website through Canva. I'm creating a website through Canva. I didn't realize how labor intensive websites are, and I don't even know if this is going to work. I'm just kind of trying it out and seeing where it goes and what I can do with it. So stay tuned for that. But as I was working on the website, you know, I have like an About Us page and stuff like that. So I was just reminiscing about how I started the podcast and what made me start it and how I started my Instagram, you know, years ago. So this has been so exciting, you guys. And I love doing the podcast. I love talking to you guys every single week. So what do we have for you guys? Let's go to the poll and question. So this was the poll and question for the last episode, which was part two of me talking to Lewis about his trip. And so when I did my intro for that, we kind of went off in this little tangent about the Avengers store, the big one that used to be over by the Monsters Incorporated ride, right? And how they had moved it. Well, in our little chat, you know, my one-way chat with you guys, I decided to ask you, should Hollywood Land remain or should Avengers Campus take over? So, I mean, this would mean like it would take over Monsters, Inc. It would take over that one building that's back there that used to be the Avengers store, and then the studio catering and just this whole area it would take over. But I got some great responses from you guys. So Liberty says take over. She's ready for it, you guys. And Donna said, I love Hollywood Land and I hope Avengers Campus doesn't take over. And Michaela says Avengers Campus. And TJ Foster said Avengers already has enough space, especially when the e-ticket is built behind Guardians. With Hollywood Land, would either go hard with classic Hollywood or a new IP, maybe Zootopia. I love those ideas. I mean, I'm with you. I think for me as well, when I was talking about it with my friend, I initially thought, you know, Avengers Campus should take it over. But I think you're right, TJ Foster. I think Avengers Campus is big enough for what it has, and it's going to have two attractions in it. And I love that it even has like that corner area. And the Hyperion Theater kind of sits in between the two lands. So if it continues to stay in between the two lands, it could always do something different, something Hollywood, or it could do something Avengers because it's right there in the middle. We can just blend it. Like, we'll blend it in the middle of the Hyperion. So thank you guys for all of your answers and your opinions. Let's see what the poll. So I asked you guys about Magic Band. Is Magic Band Plus worth it at Disneyland? And so the options were yes, I love it, or eh, it's okay, needs more, or no, don't waste your money. And so everybody 100% said eh, it's okay, needs more. So while I'm not familiar with Walt Disney World, I do know that the Magic Band does do more than it does at Disneyland. Just in my encounters with all the people who have been to Disney World, and they say like it could open your hotel room, you could even pay for stuff with it. And I really think that that just makes it even more convenient. I think what I want the most is just to be off my phone. It is so annoying to be in Disneyland and staring at my phone because I'm mobile ordering or I'm pulling a lightning lane or I'm trying to see which attraction is, well, okay, that part isn't hard. I mean, I would love to know, you know, which attraction I should run to, but still I have to open my phone to do that because there's still only one board in the middle of both parks where you can find ride times. Or if you're standing in front of the ride, then you can see ride times. But your phone is going to be, you know, the most accurate for that. I don't know. I just have a love-hate relationship with the technology. I mean, you want it to do so much, but I also want to be able to enjoy all of the moments while I'm there. That's why I don't always take photos. I don't always take videos. Sometimes I'm there and I'm just there. But when I'm wanting to do photos and videos for the Instagram, then yeah, I'm going to stop what I'm doing to do all that stuff. But yeah, I guess it's just a love-hate relationship either way. So thank you guys again for interacting with the poll. Right now at the Disneyland Resort, holidays are in full swing. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I got to see the Christmas tree already. I'm so excited for our trip next week. And I am so excited even more for the food, you guys. Have you seen the foodie guide? Have you seen the Festival of Holidays foodie guide? Are you guys going to Festival of Holidays? I'm going to put up a poll on Instagram and I want you guys to let me know if you guys are going. I have already seen so many of my favorite Disney influencers posting and showing us the photos and videos and ratings of all of these foods that are going to be at Festival of Holidays. I'm just going to highlight a few of my favorites that I think are going to be really good. Oh, let's see. Savory Kugel mac and cheese with herb breadcrumbs, sour cream, and chives. That sounds delicious, you guys. There is a cold brew that I definitely want to try. It's the churro toffee cold brew latte. Oh my gosh, you guys. I really hope it's as good as it sounds. Braised pork belly adobo with garlic rice. Now, I've had this before and it's so good. So I can't wait for my husband Alex to try it with me and Louis because we had all this stuff last year. And so, of course, they brought back another macaron for the Santa Clauses. And this one is going to have, it's going to be a chocolate macaron filled with ganache, peanut butter mousse, and salted pretzels. They lost me at salted pretzels. I am not one of those people who likes chocolate-covered pretzels or whatever. So if we get it, I'm probably going to pick it apart. Just give me the chocolate part, guys. I don't want the pretzels. Let's see. What else? I don't know if we're going to do any of these alcohol things, but this berry pomegranate paloma sounds really good. It's blanco tequila, blueberry puree, lime, cranberry, pomegranate juices. It does have vodka in it. Me and vodka don't really like each other, but it does sound good. What else sounds good? I've seen a lot of people already say that the southern mac and cheese with the dewy sausage and spiced panko crunch is really good, so I'd be willing to try that too. And then there's a Togarashi Courage chicken slider that is in Winter Slider Land. I love the sliders. The sliders have always been my favorite. And they even have the beef brisket slider. So that'll be good. But it says it has horseradish ketchup. I don't like ketchup, you guys. In fact, when they put it on my plate, you know, because if they give you fries or a burger and they always put ketchup on your plate, I take it off my plate and away from me because I can't even stand the smell, you guys. I can't with ketchup. So the Pimtas Kitchen also has a cold brew. It says it's a cold brew fusion, cinnamon and spice, cinnamon caramel cold brew with caramel cream foam. Interesting. Smoke Jumpers is going to have a pierogi, calabasa, or kalebasa? Kalebasa with pierogi. That sounds very interesting. Tear and Treats is going to have a hot chocolate churro. There always has to be something hot chocolate, I have noticed in the past couple of years that I've done Festival of Holidays. There's always something hot chocolate. Usually it's a macaron, but this year it is a churro. And it says it's a chocolate chili churro with chocolate and chili streusel, mini marshmallows, and hazelnut spread. Why? I don't think I'll get that, guys. And then, of course, there's just the foodie guide, the holiday foodie guide. So Alien Pizza Planet always does these cute alien macarons. I had the vampire one for Halloween, and now they have a Santa one, and it's going to be an alien Santa macaron filled with marshmallow cream and chocolate ganache. That one doesn't sound too bad. Not too bad. There's going to be a Jingle Julep, so Bingle Barbecue will bring a Jingle Julep, which is a frozen white hot chocolate cookie butter drizzle, cocoa dusted, and finished with a pretzel rod. Interesting. Very interesting. Let's see. So if you've never tried the Galactic Holiday Punch, you guys, you need to try it. It is so good. I think I got it twice last year. It was just so delicious. So it's a Christmas-inspired punch made with Sprite and pomegranate, cranberry and orange juices, garnished with fresh pomegranate seeds, cranberries, orange slice, and a rosemary sprig. Not only is it a pretty drink, it is delicious. You guys, delicious. I highly recommend you get that. Let's see, what else sounds good? My husband is really into like the whole Thanksgiving, like in a sandwich or like in a meal. And so there's a Thanksmas sandwich, oven roasted turkey breast, gravy stuffing, and cranberry sauce, and a rustic bread served with house made chips. I think he would really enjoy that. So maybe we can get that for him. There's a chocolate cake snow globe. I've seen tons of pictures of this on Instagram. Layers of chocolate sponge cake, truffle mousse, and chocolate glaze topped with a buttercream tree, red and white pearls, and a chocolate star and powdered sugar. I really want to try this. I'm just a sucker for chocolate as it is, so I really hope that we can score one of these. Of course, they have the famous Mickey gingerbread. I have tried it and I'm not a fan, so I'm not going to be one of those people standing in line. And of course, Red Rose Tavern always does their holiday gray stuff. They also have a holiday punch with pomegranate lemonade ginger beer with spiced coconut topper, but it's a non-alcoholic beverage. So many great things, you guys. I cannot wait until we go next week. I had to make a whole Google Doc of all of the food so that me and my family can just like go through it and see what we're going to get. I'll probably go through it and then have my husband go through it and then have Lewis go through it because all of us are going to be going next week. I can't believe we are a week away from the holidays at the Disneyland Resort for us, for our family. We've never been there as a family and I'm just so excited. I'm so excited for us all to be there because me and the boys have done it the past couple of years as Magic Key holders. So I'm really excited to get to do that with the whole family, all five of us. So I think that's it for me for the intro. Let's get into the episode, you guys. So Alex and I made the trip to Disneyland on Tuesday, November 7th. So this was the in-between time before Halloween and the Christmas season. We were driving from Temecula because that's where we were staying for our little anniversary getaway. We were staying at a winery. It was called the South Coast Winery and Resort in Temecula. It was very nice. We enjoyed it. We had a great relaxing time there. The restaurant was great. The hotel was great. It was awesome. We really enjoyed it. So when we left on Tuesday, we kind of wanted to leave, not early, we knew we weren't going to rope drop, of course, but we wanted to leave like around 8 so we could avoid a lot of the heavy traffic. It still took us about an hour and a half, maybe a little bit more, maybe an hour and 45 minutes to drive there. Actually, let me back up. Let's start our trip with Sunday, November 5th. So this was the day after our anniversary. And we drove from where we live to Disneyland. We were leaving pretty early. I forgot what time we ended up leaving. My goal was to leave around 7. I think we ended up leaving at like 7:30. But we made a stop in town to get Starbucks before we went. So I think by the time we got that and were on the road, it was like 8:00. And I was trying to get to Downtown Disney before breakfast was over. And so that wasn't going to happen anymore. You know, that's my fault. But that's okay. So I was trying to get to Downtown Disney by 11 because Earl of Sandwich, the tavern, has a breakfast menu. And I had been wanting to try these croissant French toasts since I found out that they even had it. And so my goal was to try and get there, but that didn't happen, which is fine because, you know, we are traveling and, you know, we're taking our time. We're not trying to rush through anything. So we made our way to Downtown Disney, and it was kind of interesting too because I had to put my GPS to Downtown Disney because I wanted to make sure it took me to the parking structure for Downtown Disney. So I had done a little bit of research and found out that the Simba parking lot is for Downtown Disney. And when you park there, it's $10 for the first hour, and then you can get your ticket validated. So if you get your ticket validated at a restaurant, you get 5 hours. If you get your ticket validated at a store, then you get 3 free hours. So that was pretty neat. In the end, we ended up only paying the $10 because that no matter what, you're going to have to pay $10 to park there, which is a steal when you consider how much parking is all around the resort. So that was pretty awesome. And so we parked in the Simba parking lot, got to experience that for the first time. For some reason, the GPS took us kind of by the Disneyland Hotel, and that wasn't where you get into the parking lot. So don't go towards the Disneyland Hotel if your GPS is telling you to go. Just keep going straight, and you'll essentially pass the Pixar Place or Paradise Pier is, you know, what they call it now, but soon it's going to be Pixar. And you pass that hotel, and there should be signs, because that's how I ended up finding it, is with the signs. And it was so funny, I was telling Alex when we were in the parking lot, I couldn't believe how close Pixar and Disneyland Hotel were to each other, and to the Grand Californian. So all of the hotels are pretty close to each other. When you look at it on a map, they look like they're very far apart, but that's not the case. They are actually pretty close together. So we found that pretty interesting. So we made our way into Downtown Disney. It was actually quite a long line to get through security. I couldn't believe how long the line was. And what I also noticed too is that when you go into security from that entrance, you are with the Disneyland Hotel guests and with all the people who are parking in Downtown Disney. And I really feel like there should be two different lines. Like, if you're paying a premium to stay at the Disneyland Hotel, I shouldn't have to go get in line with all the people that are in the Downtown Disney parking structure. I feel like that's not fair. I feel like that should be a perk. There should be its own separate line just for Disneyland Hotel guests. But Disneyland Hotel guests were being directed to the end of the queue by the security. So I found that very interesting, and I feel like that's something that I think Disney should change. You know, for sure Disneyland Resort hotel guests should get priority into getting into Downtown Disney before the people who are parking in the Downtown Disney parking lot. So we get through security and we're trying to decide what to eat now that Earl of Sandwich Tavern is off the table. I wasn't really feeling sandwiches or anything that was on their menu, which is kind of funny because I think I ended up ordering a sandwich anyway. But one of the restaurants me and my husband haven't eaten at yet is the Jazz Kitchen. And so I went up to the hostess at the Jazz Kitchen because I noticed that they didn't have any reservations available. And I asked, hey, you know, is there any way a party of two would be able to be seated for lunch right now? And she said, oh yeah, we're only doing walk up today, so you can definitely get in. I said, okay, cool. I'm going to wait for my husband who made a pit stop, so I'll come back. And so I just sat on the side and waited for Alex to come and meet me there. And they seated us pretty much right away. I think we waited like maybe a couple of minutes for the hostess to get us a table. And it's not that there were no tables. There were plenty of tables. It was just, you know, her getting through her process so that she could seat us. So that was all we had to wait for. And as soon as we were seated, our drink orders were taken, and then we were able to order. And so I did end up getting a sandwich. I got a pulled pork sandwich, because I wasn't really, it was either that or gumbo. I honestly would have eaten that or gumbo, but I ended up opting for that pulled pork sandwich. It was a pulled pork grilled cheese sandwich, actually. So that's what made it sound even better. And Alex got this drink. It was a mojito, but it was without the alcohol. And that was pretty good. I just got water because I had a coffee already, so I needed some water. But he ended up getting that drink and he let me try it, and it was pretty good. I really thought that we were going to be in that restaurant for a while. I thought it was going to take like an hour or more. We were there for like half an hour, you guys. I couldn't believe how fast it was. I was kind of freaking out a little bit because I did have my appointment with Ruth at 2:00. And I think by the time we sat down at the Jazz Kitchen, it was just a little bit before 12. I want to say it was like 11:50 or so. So I was just kind of like, oh, you know, we're going to have to walk all through downtown, and then we're going to have to get the car, and then we're going to have to pay, and then we're going to have to drive, you know, planning ahead. But we were literally there for half an hour. And then while we were there, Ruth asked if we could come in at 2:30 instead. So it gave us plenty of time. So after we were done with our meal, we just walked in the downtown area. I looked in a couple of shops. I looked in the Disney Home Store. Every time I'm in there, I want to buy everything. Like, I want all the stuff in my house, right? But I couldn't afford that. They did, however, I had been hearing that they had these Starbucks cups, the Christmas Starbucks cups. And I was like, I'm just going to go check and see if they have it. And they did. So I ended up buying that for myself. And they also ended up having the keychain version of that cup. And I bought that for a friend of mine. She wasn't really into the cup, and she collects Starbucks cups. My friend Josie, she collects Starbucks cup. Her nail salon is full of them. She also does my nails. So if I ever show you pictures of my nails on Instagram, she's the one who's done them. She has this large, large collection of Starbucks cups, and she collects the ones from Disneyland too, but she said she wasn't a fan of this one. But I know that she likes to collect the little keychains too, so I bought her the keychain. And from there, we went to World of Disney just to check it out to see, you know, what's changed since the last time I've been in there. We didn't buy anything. We just looked around and looked at all the, like, Christmas merch and stuff. And everything was buzzing in there with the Christmas merch. So that was cool. After that, we just kind of walked downtown Disney and kind of went back towards the Disneyland Hotel. And then we walked into the Star Wars store that took over the Rainforest Cafe. I wanted to go in there to see if they had anything new. And they had Christmas merch in there too. It was so funny. So we looked around in there, and then we decided, okay, well, let's head out. And I think it was barely like after 1:00. It wasn't even 1:30 yet by the time we started walking towards security. And Alex and I were holding hands when we were walking through security, and the security guard said, I would have expected you guys to be skipping. And we kind of looked at him funny, like we didn't understand what he was saying, but it was because we were holding hands. It was so funny. He's like, on the way back, you guys are going to be skipping, okay? And we're like, okay. I mean, he had no idea that we weren't coming back. But I thought it was so sweet and cute that he wanted to interact with us. So we walked back to our car and left the parking structure. And like I said, it was only $10. So that was really awesome because I had our waitress at the Jazz Kitchen validate our parking. So after we left, we made the drive to Staten, which is where the tattoo shop is. And we decided to get some drinks. We needed some like waters and stuff because we knew we were going to be there for a while. So we stopped at the 7-Eleven that was across the street. And then we also went to the indoor swap meet. So kind of catty corner to where the tattoo shop is, this little swap meet. And I don't know what it is. Every time I go to get a tattoo, we always end up in there. The first time I went in there was because we had time to kill, and I ended up buying a couple of tank tops because we were going to be working on my bicep at that time. So I was like, oh, maybe I should get a different shirt, because I was wearing a t-shirt. So I ended up buying some tank tops. And then the next time we went, I had gone with my husband, and it was raining at this time. So we stopped in there. He wanted to go in there, and we stopped in there because we needed a jacket. We had sweaters and hoodies and stuff like that, but he was like, maybe we could find like a waterproof jacket in there or whatever. So we went in there and looked and ended up finding a couple of jackets for us to wear. And so we had matching jackets. It was so cute that we wore for that trip, because it rained all the whole time. That was during my birthday trip. And then now this time we walked in there, and it was just, you know, to kill time, because we had plenty of time before we had to go to the shop. So we started walking around, and my husband saw this little shop that had like suits and dresses for little kids. And my husband was like, oh, we should look in here for Charlie for his suit for the wedding. And I said, okay. So we walked in there, and he was so excited because he really wants Charlie to dress up for the wedding. Hopefully he does. And he ended up finding a suit, and the lady there was the sweetest. She was so patient, and she was just showing my husband all these alternatives and things and giving him advice. And then so we ended up buying a little suit for Charlie there that he will hopefully wear to the wedding, or hopefully at least pieces of it for the wedding. So we bought that. And then we headed out, because by that time it was like 10 minutes till. So I needed to find a parking spot a little bit closer to the tattoo shop. Well, actually, the tattoo shop shares a parking lot with a tire shop that's right next to it. So that's where I ended up parking. So we went, we parked, and we walked in. And there's the beautiful Ruth waiting for us. And she's just getting everything ready for my next session. And so during this session, we did the Star Wars piece. I don't remember if I've told you guys all of the characters that will end up on my arm and why, but just in case, I might have mentioned it actually in the tattoo episode. So if you haven't heard that episode yet, go back to Tattoos in Disneyland, I think it's called. So this time we did the Star Wars tattoo. And so she had two options for me, for Luke and Leia, who are animated. They're not like depictions of like Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher or anything. I didn't want that. I love them as those characters, but I don't necessarily want them on my tattoo. I want everything on my tattoo to be animated. So I wanted them to be animated as well. And so she found this. She either found or she created. I forgot to ask her. I need to ask her if she created this or if she found it. But she gave me two options. But both options do have the rebel symbol in the background. And it's in this beautiful coloring. Like, it's so gorgeous. It's like pinks and blues. And it's just, I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the design right away. The only thing that we had to decide was whether we wanted their full body in the tattoo or if we just wanted like the top half. And so the consensus was everybody liked the full bodied characters. So that's the one that we went with. So yeah, so we started the session, and I was like, how long do you think it's going to take? She said like 3 to 4 hours or whatever. And I can't even tell you what time we started, because when me and Ruth get into a room together, she's just an amazing person. She's a wonderful, wonderful woman. We just talk. All we do is talk and talk and talk. And so time just flies by. And so we're sitting there doing my tattoo. I'm not sure how long it took, but we were there, and she finished it, and it came out amazing, amazing. So I went ahead and posted pictures that day. Hopefully you guys saw them. If not, I will post them again. I'll probably even put it in my posts so that way it could be found later on in case you guys are ever looking for Ruth and you want to find her. I'll always tag her in all of my posts. So yeah, now I have this beautiful Luke and Leia Star Wars tattoo on my forearm. At this point, it's itchy, but I am so in love with it. So Luke and Leia represent me and my brother. Me and my brother aren't twins, but it's just me and him. And we grew up watching the old school Star Wars because, you know, our age and stuff. Those were the movies that were out. And we used to watch them all the time. It was one of our favorites. Anytime it was on TV, we would watch it. And some of the films were filmed here where we're from as well. So it's got a lot of significance, but mainly it ties me and my brother together as siblings who watch Star Wars. So that's my tribute to my brother. After that, Alex and I headed to Temecula. So that was part one of my Disney adventure. All right, you guys, that'll be it for this episode. We will continue with the rest of our adventure next week, so you'll get to hear about our whole Disney day. I hope you enjoyed listening to our adventure to Downtown Disney and trying new-to-us restaurants and parking structures, and then me getting my tattoo. Next week, we will get into our day at Disneyland, which I will warn you, it sounds like all we did was eat. But I promise you, we did more than that. And then, so next week, when that episode airs, we will be in the park. So be sure to be following us on Instagram. You can follow us at magic_key_adventures. Feel free to email us any questions, comments, feedback. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at magickeyadventures@yahoo.com. Don't forget you can subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast just so that you're constantly getting the new episodes as soon as they come out. And then if you could rate or review the episode, I'd really appreciate it. That just helps me get the podcast out there for other people to listen and enjoy, hopefully just like you guys. And then the last little plea I'll make for you guys is to, if you could, if you want to help support the show, you can by making a one-time $5 donation towards the show. You can find that link in the show notes or in my Instagram link tree. It's just, like I said, a one-time $5 donation. It's called Buy Me a Cold Brew. You're not really buying me a cold brew, although that would be nice, but I do have expenses for the show that I like to put that towards. So I do have a subscription with Descript that I pay every month. And so if you could help towards that, that would be great. But you know what? If you can't, that's great too, because I love doing the show and it's a pleasure for me to be able to get to talk to you guys about Disneyland, because nobody else wants to hear about Disneyland. Nobody in my family wants to hear about Disneyland except for you, Michaela. I see you out there. Michaela's my only family member, but she's got a life, so I can't rehash all of my trips with her, and I wish I could. So this is the best way I can to talk all things Disney. And my Instagram page is another great place where I love to share all things Disney and share what other people are doing, what other content creators are creating. And sometimes I'm a little jealous of you guys. If you're a content creator out there, oh my gosh, you guys are amazing. Amazing. I wish I could be that good. Alas, I will stick to talking to you guys and posting photos because that's what I'm good at. So I thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next week. Until then, I hope you all have an adventurous day. Bye.